英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey everyone, in our last session, we addressed the importance of correct pronunciation so that when we speak, others are able to understand.
在上一期的节目里，我们讲到了正确发音的重要性，因为只有当我们把一个单词念准了，对方才能够听得懂我们。
Correct pronunciation is so important,
but that's not all. 因为别人是不是听得懂和我们讲的是不是正确，这两点之间往往还是有一段距离的。所以我们今天的任务就是来把这段距离缩短一些。
Today we look at another dimension of communications, and I'm so thrilled to have Lillian back with us. She works a lot with people of all backgrounds, dealing with not one language barrier, but many different language barriers.
今天我很高兴又把 Lillian 请回到了我们节目当中。她在 Law School 的校园上常常接触到来自世界各地的朋友，所以今天把她请到节目中也是想了解一下她的观点。我给她提的问题就是，当她在和其他族裔的朋友们沟通的时候，有没有过这样的情况，就是虽然听得懂对方想要说什么，可是对方表达的并不正确。
So let's hear what she has to say. And I think you'll find it comforting to know that many non-native English speakers run into very similar problems when they try to communicate. And so today we look at a very common phrase that's often also a very common mistake.
When they're talking to you, mm-hmm. you know what they mean, but right. they're not saying it accurately.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of circumstances might that be?
That's a really good question. I can't think of any too many off the top of my head. Yeah. I know that some people with Arabic, because, you mm-hmm. know, I like work yeah. on Arabic instead of Chinese, but people might say close the light instead of turn off the light.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if in
yeah,
Chinese.
Yeah, no, actually in Chinese it's the same.
Yeah.
It's guan deng. Guan is close.
Yes.
So it is close.
Okay. Close the light. So yeah. some people say close the light.But right. they really mean turn off the light.
Yeah. And I think that also applies to so many appliances, right?
Definitely.
Turn off the heat.
Right.
Turn off the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the camera.
Turn off the television.
Right, yeah.
yeah. But I think sometimes what happens is people might have an idea in their head of what they want to say,
mm-hmm.
but they won't take a moment to just think about it.First, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll just try to say things and it won't really make sense.
Yeah.
So I think it's important, first of all, just to take a moment before reacting and just think about what you want to say
right.
and then say it.
All right. So that was just under a minute and a half of dialogue. And how much of that were you able to understand? 这段对话不到一分半，你有没有抓住它大概的意思呢?
I started the conversation with a question.And this was her response.
That's a really good question. I can't think of any too many off the top of my head.
And saying that's a really good question not only acknowledges that you're listening, but also it buys you time for you to think about what you're going to say.
Lillian 回答的第一句话就是 That's a really good question. 这是一个非常好的问题。这样回答不但让对方知道你在注意听。他其实也是在给你更多的时间去想如何回答这个问题。
This is a very common response used by many people as they draw up the answers in their head. And speaking of head, the next thing she says is, I can't think of any too many off the top of my head.
I can't think of any too many off the top of my head.
I can't think of too many off the top of my head.
The top of my head 用在这句话里可和我们的头顶一点关系都没有。这句话的意思是我一时半时想不出来。
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Off the top of my head, 它的意思是马上想到。Off the top of my head. 所以 I can't think of any off the top of my head 是我一时半时想不出来。也有人会这样说 Not off the top of my head.
Not off the top of my head.Not off the top of my head.
讲到 off the top of my head, 另外一点是在说这是根据我的记忆或者猜测来发表的意见。所以信息的来源如果是 off the top of someone's head,
then it may not be that accurate. Because it's given instantly, it's given right away, and it's according to memory.
那么如果信息的来源是根据某个人的记忆或者是大概记忆或者是猜测来的，那么它或许不会特别的准确。But if you start paying attention, You'll hear this a lot. 如果你注意听的话，其实我们周边有很多人都会用到这句话。And I will say that this is a phrase that's more commonly used in North America than it is in England. Off the top of my head or not off the top of my head. 这句非常实用的话，在北美用的比在英国要广泛得多。Off the top of my head 是一个习惯用语，也因为当我们在讨论数据的时候，很多时候这些数据也都是估计出来的。比如说，如果我们在一起散步，走了大概半个钟头，那么我想知道我们大概走了多远。我可以问一句 ，Just off the top of your head, how far do you think we've walked? Just off the top of your head, how far do you think we've walked? 你猜猜我们已经走了多远了 ？Just off the top of your head, 猜一下，估计一下。So back to my dialogue with Lillian, she said, I can't think of too many off the top of my head. 我一时半时举不出太多的例子。But then she did give us one.
People might say close the light instead of turn off the light.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if in
Yeah,
Chinese,
no, actually in Chinese it's the same.
Yeah.
It's guan deng, guan is close.
Yes.
So it is close.
Okay. Close the light. The light. So some people say close the light.But they really mean turn off the light.
Yeah.
So the example Lillian used is a very common phrase. 那么 Lillian 给出的例子是我们在日常生活里用到的频率相当高的这么一句话，把灯关了。
Okay, so first, how would you say it?
这句话你会怎么样说？
If you said close the lights, which is what Lillian said many others do, then unfortunately...It's wrong.
这样说是不正确的。把灯关了，正确的说法是 turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights.
开灯就是 turn on the lights. 开关灯是 turn on and turn off the lights. 那么除了灯以外，还有很多其他的电器也都是用 turn on 和 turn off 来形容开和关。我们举了一系列的例子。
All right, turn off the heat.
Turn off the heat. 把暖气关了。
Turn off the computer.
Mm-hmm. Turn off the computer. 把电脑关了。
Turn off the camera.
Turn off the camera. 把相机或者是摄影机关了。言外之意就是停止拍摄。
Turn off the television.
Right, yeah.
Turn off the TV. 把电视关了。And last but not least, turn off the radio. What other examples can you think of? Leave a comment and let me know.
说说看，开口天天练。That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice.
不要忘记练习呀。拜拜。
拜拜。